My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin tells Dick Eldorados, a.k.a. Joe Curry, scammer Mavis Mills he does not want to be lied to. All of this as Davin tries to get a video chat with her, and she is still in love with Dick Eldorado. So listen and enjoy.
As many times as you've already been together,
exactly.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more.
I go, no, I do not compare you and Belinda. I know there is more to the history that you two share than what either has told me.
Right.
I am not saying who is being truthful and who is lying, but somebody's not telling me the truth. If you are the truthful one, then I will end it with Belinda and get you and Richard back in touch and wish you the best.
Oh, good, because I was getting kind of jealous. You
of course
know,
you
talk on my chicken stuff.
It's all about you, my friend.
He's beating about her bush.
Nice. Yeah. She liked it. Enough with the poetry. Beat that bush. I go, if you are lying...
Oh. I'm sorry to interrupt you. By the way, I told my girlfriends over dinner about the daffodils of August, and they immediately started peeing themselves because they all garden and they got
the
it.
The daffodils of August.
One of,
I forgot about
one of Dick Eldorado's many lovely poems.
Yeah, he's an artist.
The daffodils of August.
I go, if you are lying, you will not talk to Richard. If you're both lying, then both relationships will be over. Richard and I do not deserve to be lied to.
That's right.
Damn right.
Then, especially not Dick.
And Mr. Whiskers. You
know, never lied to the Dick.
And then there was a few minutes off. I'm like, are you there? She goes, I'm here. I don't know what to say to convince you. Management's not here.
I can't pass
probably.
You along to hire up.
Probably.
I know, right.
I go, when we talk eye to eye, I promise you will have your chance to answer me and prove that you are now being honest. When do you get out of work today? She goes, when we have many orders, we keep long at work. I go, okay, I want you to get back with Richard if your heart is pure. I just need to make sure what the real deal is. I hope you understand. If you can't vid chat in the very near future, then quite honestly, you need to tell me much more than you have because I know things, but I need it to come from you.
Mm.
She goes, I know, but as you can see, I'm madly in love and can't help it not talking to him.
I'm sorry.
It's not funny. She loves Richard Eldorado.
I'm sorry.
I haven't heard from her in 3 months.
I know, but she's madly in love with you.
Okay. On her defense, Richard hasn't responded because it all went to spam.
But she could try. There are sometimes you just don't give up.
Richard Eldorado's not one of them.
Sometimes a man and his leeches are hurt.
Yeah. If not for Mr. Eldorado, what about the cat, Mr. Whiskers?
Mr. Whiskers is really broken up about all
about
this.
About the leeches.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of nonsense in your relationship. She goes, as I said, I know, but as you can see, I'm madly in love, and I can't help it not talking to him. He had his arm broken, and I am afraid about what's going on.
Oh, okay.
She remembers.
At least she remembers the details
wow.
a little bit. Better than you do, apparently.
I'm such a creep. But a funny one.
Yes.
I'm not sure about either one of those statements.
Go with creep. You're better off with creep.
I go, Mavis, if you are madly in love, then tell me that which I already know without me asking. We both know you and Belinda were more entangled than what you have told me.
Mm.
She goes, what should I tell you? Want me to say I'm a scammer or what? If you want to know anything, ask me.
Ooh.
I go, I don't know what you are. You might be a scammer. You might be a victim. You might be in way over your head. I know you're not telling me everything. She goes, if you have something to say, say it. Maybe you want me to say something I have not done to please you. I go, I do not want you to please me. I need to look into your eyes. Let's put it this way. If you are a scammer, I know how you work, and your words on Facebook will not change my thoughts, no matter what you type. A scamming ring would never let a woman go unsupervised to have a video chat with a guy. I know this. If you are not a scammer, then we will chat, and we will have an honest conversation, and I will give you every opportunity to prove that you are now honest and love Richard. If you tell me what happens to mean Belinda has lied... What the hell did I write? If what you tell me happens to mean Belinda has lied to me, then so be it. It will hurt me, but I will end it.
There you go.
She goes, what did Belinda say to you? Do you even trust her? I go, Belinda and I have issues that we are working out. There is love between us, but we have things to overcome, much like you and Richard do. I go, Belinda... I mean, we have no leeches in our relationship, but we got other things.
Sorry, this is great.
I go, Belinda and I have made giant steps towards putting the past behind us. I am prepared to give you the same opportunity with Richard, but Richard is more fragile than I am.
I'll say.
And he has no idea the depth in which this might potentially go.
You want to know something? Because I haven't corresponded now, the reason I asked him at the beginning, what the date? yeah, of this transaction was you said it was February 21st. I stopped corresponding with her January, the first week of January. So
wow.
There's almost a month lag there that I have not corresponded. I think she sent me that stuff, which might have got wiped out in spam, which was 2 weeks later. So this is almost a month later.
Yeah.
Now, I like the way he's keeping this whole Richard El Dorado thing alive.
Yeah.
For the simple reason, he's like kind of watching out for me and kind of giving her the impression where, you know, you're not going to hear from Richard until we get things straightened away.
Richard's my bait.
Right.
Yeah, but you also fixed his issue of not looking in his spam folder.
His spam folder, but you're also keeping the whole Richard thing alive because you're giving her the impression that you love Richard, you want a part of him. Well, we got to get some stuff settled before, because we're friends.
Yeah. I'm a very good fake friend.
You're a very good fake friend. I see the way this is.
You approve of how I'm handling this?
Yes, I am, because basically I'm wondering, you know, should I get back? You know, get back to her?
I'll tell you when it's time to get back.
Well, that's. I'm kind of in agreement with that, and the way you're handling it is working out.
I'm
very
a professional
well.
Bullshit artist.
Thank you.
I go. I have kept it from him because I do not wish him to suffer more than he needs to. When the man loves, he loves with all of his heart.
Yeah, right. Look at Mr. Whiskers.
Because that's kind of the character that Joe developed for Richard El Dorado.
Yeah.
Right, and I'm sure there was a meeting where you stopped over the house, and there I am. I don't want you talking to her. You know, I'll handle
Richard
this. I'm very frail. Yep.
Richard El Dorado is the type of scam victim that falls hard.
Yes.
And you know, he might be fragile. You know, you got to protect the Richard El Dorado.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's
had a rough year.
I'm a little bit. My type of scam victim is I'm still a victim. Yeah. I still don't see what's right in front of me.
Right.
But I'm a lot more skeptical of everybody else.
Right.
So there's a little bit.
Richard El Dorado just went through a divorce.
Yeah.
He's waiting.
Not yet.
No, your wife died, stupid.
Oh, did she die?
Yeah, your wife.
I can't remember what he did with the body.
I haven't done the character.
No,
so
you're very sick. You're a widower. Oh, Christ.
I haven't done in 6 months. I forgot.
This is why I don't let you correspond.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.